I always wanted to make this work related to the dreams, because we have a very important place connected to our dreams in Central Asia. It's quite interesting because in Islamic world, as we are Muslims, Islam has arrived quite early to Central Asia. There is not such a deep connection to dreams as it is in Central Asia, and it might be kind of identifies Turkic ethnicity, because Turks are much more related to their dreams. And then further to the east, it gets even more stronger. And the dreams for us, it's like a way again to connect to our ancestors. So it's kind of a door to which we connect to stay connected to our ancestors. And it's interesting because, like, for me, it was every morning my grandmother would ask me, what did you dream? What did you dream? And I think that this question and retelling every morning about your dreams creates a special attention and a capacity to memorize the dreams. So the dreams are very important in Central Asia still, and we have this tradition of sharing our dreams with water. This was kind of a genesis of the Stains of Oxus. The tiger has appeared when I was collecting the dreams of people following the Amu Darya River, closer to the Aral Sea. They are nomads there, and the tiger population was more dense in the region closer to Aral Sea, down part of Amu Darya. So when I wrote down the dream, suddenly this figure appeared, and I have realized that it plays this role of ancestral knowledge, as I have heard about this tiger mostly from people that are healers or storytellers or local musicians. So it's kind of a totem presence of ancestral knowledge, in fact. So that what it came out from the interviews of people. Of course, they don't explain it directly, but when you put all of them together, you can make an overall picture. But then, of course, when you put that picture of the tiger, and you look at the history and the fact that the Turan tiger has disappeared in 60s, you understand that it was a sacrifice of the Soviet period somehow, because the animal was not hunted by the locals. It was considered to be sacred, while the hunt started with the colonization of Central Asia. So it has it kind of symbolizes, I guess, the colonial past.